You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
You know, a lot of people will tell you about the Dodge Durango's available Hemi V8 engine and 360 horsepower, but I'm the only one with the guts to tell you about the glove box. 0.1 cubic feet of storage, 12-volt light bulb, all in beautiful injection molded thermoplastic olefin. Comfortably fits two turkey sandwiches, six ball peen hammers, 70 packs of gums, 20 rulers. This thing goes on for inches. Starting to get the picture? Oh yeah. This glove box I've been talking about? It comes standard.
Seems unfair. What a glove box.
Oh, God.
Welcome back in the zone, 1051. Justin Aker, Chris Kane. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Benton, Arkansas. Good. Exit 121. Go to your right. Hang a Richter. Roll down your window in your old car that you're about to trade in and just do this.
The rolly window.
Do this. Smell deals.
What's
all over
that smell?
This. Smell deals all over the lot.
What is it?
It's amazing.
Gosh.
Come see us. Did you watch in the World Series last night?
I didn't. I fell asleep.
No, it was terrible. No, I'm kidding. It was awesome. Let me get Rich in here, and we'll talk about it. Hey, Rich.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I'm on 430 North, just getting on to the freeway, and there's a big butt wreck down here at the bottom by the river, and traffic is backed up all the way almost right at Durham Road, and, of course, they're on Cantrell getting on. So anybody going north on 430, they might want to get off on Rodney Parham because it's a mess up here. All three lanes are backed up, and I haven't even got into the bridge yet.
Well, that's not good, Rich. I appreciate the heads up, though. Thank you for trying to help somebody else.
Well, hopefully it gets on, but who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see y'all later. Thanks a lot for the show.
Bye. Rich, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's a bummer. They do need to, I don't know who's in charge of that kind of thing. I don't know if which city leaders or if it's the county or what the deal is there, but I would love to see them finagle another bridge from West Little Rock over to Maumelle or to connecting further west on 40.
Why do we have five downtown and one out west at the 430?
Oh, boy. That's brilliant. I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Let me tell you what we don't need. Another bike bridge.
What about another trolley system?
Oh, boy.
That's a whole nother topic.
I mean, would you rather have a bridge that transports hundreds of bikers and runners or thousands and millions of cars?
Millions and billions.
I mean,
I'm thinking the latter.
It's so annoying. I don't know what it's going to take. I have no idea what that kind of thing would cost. I go to church with the Maumelle mayor. I've thrown it up to him. He sort of gives me that look like, yeah.
Tell us
about
it.
Great story.
It would be great. It would be. And really, I've taken, by the way, the alternate route. I had to get around it one day and go to Fayetteville. It is a long way out there past Lake Maumelle.
Going 10 to 9?
Yes, 10 to 9 and going up to get behind.
It's a beautiful drive.
It's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing I don't want to take away from the beauty of it, but
it's
it is out there.
Yeah.
It's an extra 35-minute drive at least.
Okay, so did you heard about the Nick Saban thing over the weekend where they took away the reserve seats for student groups that left the games early during blowouts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saban was not happy.
What's that?
King Saban,
I know, and I'm not happy with King Saban. I think that's so Bush, and I mean it's 2013, and we are pulling reserve seats for students because of the fact that what is that? Is that Saban?
He always
Saban
talks
impression?
With his hands and moves his head around. It's so weird.
Okay, we're gonna pull their reserve seats. Okay, I mean, you know, look, you bought the seat. We need you to stay in the seats, and you got to be in the seats until the end of the game. You know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So Pete Futak of College Football News did a story here, and he's talking about the fans' Bill of Rights. Number one is fans are allowed to leave whenever they wish. You don't have to raise your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. No, it's their job to entertain you, and if you're bored or you want to beat traffic or you have to go study for that advanced basket waving midterm, then you go right ahead and leave whenever you darn well please. This isn't Russia. Is this Russia? Great point. Thank you. He says, though, at the same time, fans have to show up for the garbage games, too. Anyone can get pumped for the big rivalry game, but you do have to be there for the cupcake game as well. And I agree with that. But my thing is this. Alabama's the worst of the worst about this. If you are going to get a 45-point lead at the half and you're going to sit on said 45-point lead, and you're not even going to let your backups try to score some points. You're merely going to run the clock off. Here's the thing. If you go to a Baylor game,
yes,
and it's 45-0 or 52-0 at the half, you
which
come back and you hang out for the second half. You know why? Because they're going to try to score 100, and you might get to see it happen.
That's true.
If it's 45-0 at Alabama, it's going to be at worst 52-7 at the end of the game.
Yep.
Who wants to stay for that?
No one does, especially with all the fun to be had in the parking lot.
Thank you.
Or the Grove or wherever you're going.
Whatever,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, whatever you may be.
If I'm a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 22-year-old, and I can go party, and I'm not going to wait there and watch a 10 points be scored in the second, it's boring.
And you were there to begin with.
And his whole thing was, well, fans or recruits come on campus and they see the empty stands or whatever. And I'm like, well,
they should let them leave too.
You know what? Great point.
I mean, why do they have to stay?
Exactly.
And watch that.
You know what? I bet he hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Amendment number 2, fans are allowed and encouraged to make their favorite team their passion as well as their hobby. They can and should put decals on their car, display posters, and memorabilia at work. However, caring about your favorite team doesn't matter in any way, shape, or form to the team's success. So know your place. And by the way, keep the hateful twittering to a minimum.
Yeah, that should be on there too, by the way.
It may be. I didn't get all the way through it.
An amendment can be added later.
Here's a good one. He says in Amendment 4, fans are encouraged to wear school colors and tasteful paraphernalia. However, it's never, ever allowed to wear gear or colors from two different teams, even if they cross sports. So Seattle Mariners hat, USC Trojans jersey. Which, by the way, I would also add on there, which he didn't say, if you're a grown man, you cannot wear jerseys.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I could almost give hockey a pass.
You know, hockey might be a little different.
Yeah, there's a hoodlum factor to hockey that no other sport has.
And it keeps you warm, you know, the jersey.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's up to you.
Yeah, a mesh jersey.
I won't make fun of you for it.
In a 30-degree football game is not helping you for warmth. Anyway, you can check it out at collegefootballnews.com. Let me get Steve in here real quick before we hit the top of the hour. Steve.
Hey, guys. Okay, Alabama grad. I've been part of the student section. Let me explain what the deal is with the student section there. What it is that it's not necessarily, it's group reserved. The student section doesn't have reserve seats except for that group reserved area, and that's for like fraternities or
right.
for certain clubs and things. Within the bylaws, if they agree to that, is they put themselves up to a one-game suspension. They can be themselves up to a one-game suspension. They can be suspended by one game by the university for any action that's detrimental. You know, that could be drinking, throwing stuff, whatever. You know,
it's punitive because they didn't. It's punitive because they didn't stay in their seats until the end of the game.
Hold on, real quick, Acree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but hold on, real quick. Alabama has one of the largest student sections out there. Okay, when it comes to students being able to get tickets.
Steve,
lot of fans
Steve, hang on. We're up against heartbreak.
With some exciting.